everybody. Welcome to episode 222 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, everybody.
And Dylan Roush.
Vape Nation.
And Gabe Philbin.
Trip Deuce. We did Trip Deuces.
What is that? What?
It's three
222.
It's 3-2, oh. So Trip Deuce.
Oh,
it's like, I see. I guess I could have said Triple Double.
I see. It's the dumb thing you're saying.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of twos.
Yeah.
This will be known as the episode of twos, where everything comes in pairs. Gabe, tell me about two games you've been playing.
So I got Dark Souls 3 last night, and I've played a little bit of that, and then, I'm trying to think of another game that's not just, like, League of Legends. Oh, I played a little bit of Rocket League, but that's also kind of...
All right, those
basic.
Are your two.
Yeah, I'm done. That's everything.
Now you know, audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Ryan.
So Dark Souls 3 is very Dark Souls, so that makes... Did you get it, Javi?
I'm going to for sure. I'm basically the second I beat Ratchet and Clank, which I think I'm halfway through already. So or more.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. So.
So basically, Dark Souls 3, just the opening of it has reminded me how much I like Bloodborne's like departure from the Dark Souls gameplay.
Yeah.
Not that like I think this is bad. I just really liked Bloodborne. So it's odd to, I don't know if I want to call it a step. I will. It's odd to like think of them taking like a step back this way of like going from Dark Souls 2, Bloodborne, and then back to like typical Dark Souls, gameplay of, I just remember, Miyazaki's like idea of he wants people to stop walking into a room with a shield up. And in this first 3 hours, I've caught myself so many times just being like, well, goddammit, I just walked into a room with my shield up. I guess this is how things are again.
I have a criticism of that. Stop designing shit where you have to walk into a room with your shield up.
Well, yeah, that's like the point of Bloodborne.
I don't want people to walk in with a shield up. So I designed something where they have to walk in with a shield up.
Just don't give them a shield.
But
you start every room at half health by taking that first hit.
It's true.
From the get-go, though, like as far as starting areas and Dark Souls games, it felt like some pretty hardcore Bloodborne inspiration in just like a mountain of tombstones. But other than that, like the architecture of the buildings, this is like my favorite looking area to start. A Dark Souls game. Not that there's like insane competition for that of like Undead Burg and fucking what was even
Cardinal Tower.
Cardinal Tower.
Undead Burg.
Yep.
Great Zombie name value, Land.
Not very interesting design, or I mean at least visually designed. Yeah, I'm digging the look of this first level. I'm still in the very first level, and I've died a bit. I'm getting reacquainted with the, like,
Dylan
slower
kept
pace.
Telling you to roll off a hill last night, yep. And then you did it.
Yep, yeah, that happened. Well, okay, so, like, that, I got lost. Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to do, so I saw that message Dylan sent of, like, I want to see you roll off the cliff, and then after, like, 20 minutes, I was like, is he cryptically trying to tell me what to do? Does he know something, like, that I don't?
Because I kept... It turns out he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, I just died. No, I just rolled off and died.
Dumbass.
Hey, you know.
He knew it would be funny.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I raised my hands into the air and I said, he heard me.
Yeah. So just to prevent people from getting stuck like I did, walk up to the little bowl in the ground that looks like it's supposed to be a bonfire in the Firelink Shrine and put the sword in it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Spoilers.
Yeah. I'm just trying to help.
All right. Well, tell us about this Rocket League game.
I think I'm gonna get back into playing that a bit. Devin Harris and I played some ranked threes over the weekend. I'm not sure what day or what night, but just like a quick little succession of games, and we got on a roll a bit. I think think we ended up stopping, like, having to stop because Harris kept, like, disconnecting from the games, which kind of sucked. But, you know, just getting reacquainted with Rocket League, getting reacquainted with the Dark Souls formula. It's fun stuff. And I'm not going to be able to play any of them for the next, like, 5 days because I'm going to Washington, D.C. So that'll be...
What are you doing that for?
My grandfather's funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
It's okay. He died a long time ago. It's like some military thing in Arlington. I'm not entirely familiar with it.
Gotcha.
I'm a good grandson.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Love you, Pop-Pop.
Peace.
Deuce. I'm just going to insert that fucking Fast 7 song. No, we'd get in trouble.
I don't think we would.
No, probably not. We didn't get in trouble for paper planes, so.
Yeah. Unless, no, I think we'll be fine. okay, is that all you wanted to share?
Yeah, that's pretty much all the games I've been doing. I feel like there was something I wanted to mention that wasn't game related, but I can't think of it now. So, move along.
Okay. Dylan, what are two games you've been playing?
Shoot. I haven't been playing anything.
Well, at least it wasn't one game.
Yeah.
Ryan, what are two games you've been playing?
Stardew Valley, again, is really all I've played, I think. I'm trying to think if I played anything else. No, I mean, Ratchet and Clank just came out, which I want to get, but I haven't had a chance to do that tonight.
That counts.
I haven't had a chance to do that tonight, because I'm actually, like, right now, as we speak, in the process of making beer.
While you're recording?
Yeah. There's a competition coming up, and there was no good night, but this is the only night I would actually be home for most of the evening, so I just came home and immediately started.
That's dedication.
I didn't know when we were going to record, but I was like, eh, I can stand here and watch it while we record. It's fine. So far, so good.
Wait, so you're standing up and watching beer right now?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's dedication. Yeah,
I've never stood up during the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know that I have either.
Yeah, you know? I mean, unless I, like, go to get something, but not, like, the whole recording.
Right. Yeah, I've got my laptop on my kitchen table, and I'm just, like, standing here next to this thing.
Huh. I remembered the other thing I wanted to talk about, in that I got a Fitbit, and I've been playing that game, because that's pretty much what it is. And the way something can get me to move a lot is by giving me gamification.
Gamification. Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you just been, like, walking around a lot more, or what?
Yeah, this weekend, we did a weekend warrior challenge. It was, like, me... Serge, Sean, Erica, and then Erica's brother and sister, and I think, like, maybe Erica's mom and some of her friends, and Serge and I went a little crazy.
Yeah.
Do you go together, or do you just go, like, good luck, and then you just run in different directions?
Good luck, fucker! I'm gonna beat you.
Saturday, I put in, like, work. I did, like 10 miles on Saturday.
Jesus.
And then, that's a lot.
And then
just, like, walking?
Yeah. Okay. And then Serge got home and just, like, started shit-talking, saying, like, I'm gonna fucking bury you. And all that stuff. And then, even though he has work and stuff. So on Sunday, I think I did 17 miles. It was, like, 30. So Saturday was, like, 23,000 steps, and Sunday was 35.
Where do you walk 17 miles?
I just kind of go straight, and then if I see a turn that looks pretty, I take that turn.
All right.
Yeah, the beauty of where we live is there's bodies of water on both sides, and you can just kind of, like, run to a body of water, or go to a lake. You have Green Lake nearby.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I've gone to Green Lake a couple times. Went down to Lake Union.
There's lots of landmarks to just be like, that's my goal. I'm walking to that.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. And... of seeing how this whole, like, calorie counting thing goes too, because, like, it's got a range of diet plans in the app, and that makes you feel bad about eating some things, I can tell you that. Like, shit, it's pretty much, my diet has been, like, healthy cereal, yogurt, egg white omelets, Which, egg white omelets get, like, a bad rep.
Egg white omelets... No, they're
fine. Yeah, like, I've only heard, like, trash on them. And it's like, shit, I might like these better than regular ass omelets. Yeah.
So this Fitbit game, it sounds like The Witcher 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
it never ends.
This writing is great. And
yeah.
Yeah. There's just, like, a lot of sex.
And there's no just straight up good and bad path.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, it's not some Mass Effect 3 bullshit.
You could be Renegade, or you could be Paragon. All right. That's what Ryan's cool. been playing.
Well, yeah. The weird thing about that is, like, I have a Pebble, and it has, like, a step counter. Like, they added this Pebble fitness thing,
so it does 3DS kind of the same with deal. A step counter.
Yeah.
Doesn't that stop the? Oh no, it stops giving you coins.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't know enough people to, like. So is there, like, a Fitbit app that everyone's like linked up on, and you're all challenging
Join
each other?
Join the fight.
Yeah.
Me and Rachel just got our... Well, Rachel just got her Fitbit. I get mine tomorrow.
So. I don't have one.
It's $77 on Amazon.
$77? For which one?
For the Flex. That's the lowest tier. Flex. But who the hell wants anything else?
Like, so does it have a watch on it at least?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have, like, not the Flex.
It has the Flex has the four dots on it. And then the one above that has the time.
Yeah, I would need it to at least have the fucking time if I'm going to wear this thing around.
Like, whatever, it's like a super hip bracelet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
It also comes with a pair of sunglasses that are exclusively for the back of your head.
And some tinfoil so you can frost your tips.
And a cheesesteak.
I've got the Fitbit Blaze, and that's like kind of like a baby smartwatch, so I can get like some notifications from my phone on here and everything.
Blazer. Right.
Yes, that. But yeah, Stardew Valley and make the beer, because I got a competition coming up that I want to send some stuff to, and I was like, I'm going to be gone this weekend for a wedding out of town, so I won't be able to do it then, and the next couple days are going to be real busy in the evening, and I won't be home much, so... Yep, that's why I'm doing this now, while we're... that's why I'm doing this instead of playing Ratchet and Clank.
For shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so. I've been playing Ratchet and Clank, mm-hmm. and it's fantastic. This game...
I want it.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if you know, it's a remake of the first game.
Yes, yeah. It's basically the movie.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, it's a remake of the original, so it's like an origin story. You see how Ratchet meets Clank and how he idolized Captain Quark at first and all this stuff. But at the same time, they slip in so many winks and nods to the audience about the other games that came after the first one. So like Quark or somebody's reading things that Ratchet has accomplished, and he's like, you've messed with the time or the space-time continuum. Crank's like, or Ratchet's like, that's actually a really funny story, you know. It's like, that's a nod to a crack in time, even though that hasn't happened yet. So it's kind of but
because, I mean, space-time continuum, yeah. It could have already happened, and
right, so, and it keeps like there's a joke about the game based on the movie based on the game, like that's in there, and like they just keep referring to older to other games, and it's awesome. And and if I were to describe this game in one word, it would be polish, because this is a very rare example of a video game that had all the time that it needed to become exactly what the team wanted it to be from day one. Like, I feel playing this and looking at it that they finished it. Like, they didn't, even if they had another year to work on it, they would probably be, and they did actually, or they, you know, it was on the shelf for a year, but there's nothing else to add to this game. Like, it's so fucking polished. Every single light that's on the walls anywhere or on the ceiling has, you know, puts off a little bit of glow that reflects on Ratchet if you walk close enough to it, and, you know, and every material on the floor is appropriately reflective or shiny or whatever, you know, and like there's it's just everything's so polished and the gameplay is silky smooth and quick. There's no awkward like over animated stuff. It's all snappy. Mm-hmm. It's definitive Ratchet game. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say I kind of feel that way about the entire series, even. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I can't think of a single game except for maybe what was the co-op one?
All for One.
Oh man, those
that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Where the game wasn't super smooth and the gameplay wasn't super smooth and just does exactly what you want.
I had never played the original or any of the PS2 ones, so I bought that trilogy and they're all so rough. Like they're not just ugly and hard to look at, but they play clunky. Like I didn't enjoy them at all. And
welcome
so like
to revisiting well you PS2 were
spoiled
games.
You were spoiled by Crack in Time.
I started on PS3. I started with Future, what's it called? Ratchet and Clank Future. Tools of Destruction, yeah.
Tools of Destruction was good. I think Crack in Time is perfect.
It's the peak. Crack in Time is the best of the whole franchise, I think. This game, since it's a remake of the original, it carries a lot of, you know, the different things that happen in that game. So like it's like, oh, you can't, it reminds me of Metroid in a way where like there's all sorts of obstacles and things. And then Captain Quark is telling the story that you're playing. Right. So he's like, oh, Ratchet couldn't grind on those rails until he got rail grinding boots or whatever, you know? So you have to go get those and then come back later. And that happens again and again and again with different things. But you know, so it I don't think it's the best Ratchet and Clank game. I think that A Crack in Time still has that. But man, it's so fucking polished and I'm loving it. It's very, very good.
It looks really good. Like yeah, just looking at it.
I don't think it could look better. I mean, being what it is, it accomplished what it was trying to be perfectly.
Well, I mean, you could get the look better, but then it wouldn't look like Ratchet and Clank anymore.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
This series has, you know, pretty good track record.
Well, not lately. I mean, it's had a lot of kind of weird...
ups and downs.
They've experimented a lot with this franchise.
Overall, it's a well-received franchise.
Sure, yeah.
So why the fuck is Sony still not advertised for it?
Yeah, isn't it bizarre?
With the movie coming out, I haven't seen a single fucking advertisement for this game.
We watch Cartoon Network, and every once in a while, there's an ad for the movie. But not
for the game.
Yeah, but it's not like oversaturated. It's not like, you know, when you are watching sports and you see a million Call of Duty ads or what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I
not,
had
it's
no
like
idea this game was coming out yet until you tweeted about it like last week.
Yeah, I've put out like two or three different tweets about the game just trying to remind people
it's
coming.
They completely
Yeah, I mean, playing it, I'm like, God, this is Insomniac Games at the top of their game. Like this is a perfect product. And,
Every single one of these games, I find out it's coming out like the week before it comes out.
Yeah, and I'm like, God, I hope this one sells a lot of copies. I hope this one is successful. I don't think it will be. I mean, there's probably not that much of an overlap between the people that would play Dark Souls 3 and Ratchet and Clank. But you know, in an instance like me or Dylan or maybe Gabe and Ryan, like, yeah, there is that overlap there, I think.
Yeah,
but,
I want to get both of them. I'm actually holding off on Dark Souls. I'm gonna get Ratchet and Clank first.
Yeah. I hope it does well, because A Crack in Time, that's a shame that came out and didn't sell anything.
Because that game's perfect.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned, like, TV spots for games, and, you know, like, the game that has had maybe more TV spots than I've, like...
The Division?
Noticeably seen is Quantum Break.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, there are so many ads for Quantum Break.
With Iceman?
Really? I haven't seen many.
It might just be like on USA because that we just watch Raw and
that's
SmackDown.
That's just where you
that's
are.
Just wrestling and stuff. But there's so goddamn many trailers to that.
Yeah, and how come none of you guys have checked that out?
Because I've heard not great things.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because yeah. I've heard pretty good things. What the fuck it is? What is it?
It's the Remedy guys.
Guy, Iceman.
It's the Alan Wake and Max Payne team. Is
something
their next thing.
Like kind of crazy that I heard is that so it has like the TV show within the game of its.
Yeah, you sit down for 20 minutes and
yeah,
watch.
Like it has like, yeah. like the 20 minute breaks for like the TV episodes, but those are streamed.
That's a good thing. I think.
If you have if you have a poor connection, it'll like stutter and stuff, and apparently if it like is so poor that it keeps like stuttering and stuttering, it's like, hey, would you like to download these? It's 75 gigs.
Oh my
Holy
god!
Shit.
No.
I most certainly would not.
Ugh. Okay. Ryan, you should play it so I can hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll you are a resident Alan Wake fan.
You're a resident Xbox yeah. One enthusiast.
So
it's your duty to get that.
I don't think it's Alan Wake, though. I did like that game. I just yeah. don't see the connection game.
It's the same studio.
Oh, well then.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except it's got Iceman.
It still took
whatever.
Wasn't
whatever
Littlefinger
that
supposed to be in it? Wasn't he?
He
like,
is in it. He
oh,
is
he
in
is?
It.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's not Littlefinger. That's CIA guy.
yeah. Other than that, I checked out XCOM: Enemy Within on my iPad.
Uh oh.
And it was kind of fun that the responsiveness of the touchscreen. Isn't great at all. Like, ideally, you know, or you'd think, you know, you use two fingers and you twist to change, to spin the camera around, you know, to like get a good view all around you. But, and that sounds like it would work really nicely, but except for it's not one to one. You don't have direct control. Like, you're not, you don't put your two fingers down and then you can start twisting and it starts twisting with you immediately. You have to make a quick twist motion and then it just takes it like a button press
it
and then
snaps.
Yeah, it snaps a quarter way around and it's really unresponsive in that sense. And a lot of things I had to like tap everything like two or three times. Hmm. But the game itself is good, but I changed some of my crew to like be me and Gabe and Rachel and Fozzie.
How am I doing?
Well, everybody's doing all right so far. We got through like four missions, and I got like a medal to give to one of the crew, and I gave it to Rachel because she's the support class, and then we go out on a fucking harder mission, and then out of nowhere, this alien just pops out and one shots Rachel, and she's dead permanently, and I'm like,
jeez,
well, that's the end of this. And I just turned it off. it was like. What the fuck? Like, there was no... I had no chance. An alien just came out of a wall and just killed her. I was like, all right. But, yeah, I don't know if I'll go back to it.
Should have walked in with your shield up.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if XCOM, you're supposed to just kind of, like, not actually care about your soldiers.
Overwatch.
What about Overwatch?
You run forward, go into Overwatch
mode.
It's a setting
in XCOM, not the
yeah.
game. Overwatch.
You don't move. You don't move your maximum. You don't move your maximum movement.
Oh, okay.
You move because you have two moves. So yeah. You use your first move to move to a location, and then put that soldier into Overwatch.
And what does that do?
As soon as an alien shows itself, they'll take a like opportunity attack on it.
Oh, okay. So it's like a defensive pose.
Yeah.
Shit.
And you kind of, you overlap everyone. So someone is always going to be within Overwatch range of another squad member.
Hmm.
So you stagger yeah. everyone.
The game has, like, a huge tutorial. Like, and the, I still am kind of, it keeps throwing new things to worry about at you, like, way too quickly. So I'm like, okay, and then the science division... is different from the genetics division, which is different from the, and then now this is unlocked. But remember to go to the barracks and equip on somebody, but actually you have to go to the engineering place to get it built in the first place. And there's...
I feel like Enemy Within takes a lot of liberties, assuming that you played...
probably, yeah. Because it's an expansion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Because the genetic stuff and the mech stuff is not in the base game.
Right.
Just right. The science lab and the engineering.
Yeah, for some reason, the base game's not available on iPad. Just Enemy Within.
That's weird.
But
if you think that's bad, later on, you get psychic soldiers and another lab.
Oh, yeah. There's...
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's more and more and more and more.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to... I mean, I'll probably play with it some more, but I don't know if I'm going to get super into it.
Is Invisible Ink coming out on mobile soon?
See,
that comes out on PS4 next week.
That belongs on an iPad. Holy shit, does that belong on an iPad?
Wait, but what does?
There's
Invisible Ink.
Invisible Ink.
Oh.
But no, there's no plans publicly yet. Yeah, but I'm excited for the PS4 version, for sure. Already bought it. so those are my two games. Let's go to the news. Are there two news stories or 22 news stories?
those are the only options.
Yes.
Three.
Oh, no.
Pick which two you like most and throw the other out.
One is about a two, though.
Oh, well. All
right.
I mean.
Is that a shit joke?
No.
We'll bend the rule this one time. But next time, it's when we get to episode 2,222, then, you know, you better come.
We should be better prepared.
Yeah, you got to come correct.
I'll have my shit together then.
All right.
So... The biggest thing that I collected from this week is the Oculus Rift pre-orders, and just how that whole thing has kind of blown up in Oculus's face, in that they are not shipping, and what? The people who ordered them weren't really notified of them not shipping for a while, in that all I know at this point is that, like, Palmer Luckey has said he can't really comment on what's going on. But he's working on it. So, like,
I mean, it's your fucking company, dude.
So maybe.
Well, didn't they cite, like, material shortages?
Most likely, right? Problem, but I don't know if that is, like, the same. That, like, a theory is that, like, there are a bunch of defective units, so I guess, like, that would be a related issue then.
Oh, no.
Defective, right. How?
I mean, there's a lot of parts in,
like,
that shit.
Are you going to put it on and it's going to, like, zap your brain?
No, but maybe the gyroscope or whatever that tracks your head movement is not working, or
the
parts are broken, or it's not plugged in correctly, all sorts of things.
Because everything has to work or you're going to throw up.
keep in mind that the Xbox, maybe not the original Xbox, but the 360 kind of had that red ring of death because Microsoft was pretty new to, like, developing actual hardware at that point. And... Facebook has never made hardware ever, so, like, they're all just stumbling through this, maybe, hoping for the best.
Maybe it sucks your brain power, like in Batman Forever.
Probably
that's probably it.
I'm scared.
That makes a lot of sense.
So
I'm
yeah,
scared now. But yeah, that real sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Vive has started shipping its first units now.
Vive.
HTC's made some hardware.
This should go smoothly. While Oculus is completely fucking up, you'd be like, all right, we're shipping.
And so at this point, Oculus is kind of out. Vive is kind of out. Or I think Vive is out.
It is out.
Yeah.
Might still be one of those things where you can't just go order one and they'll ship it to you right now.
Oh, no, it's not that. Like, I mean, everything's back ordered.
Vive the PlayStation one?
No, that's the that's just
PlayStation VR.
I almost called it the Morpheus. Oh. They should have just kept the name Morpheus.
But that doesn't tell you what it is if you haven't been following it.
I guess that's true. As like the kind of entry level VR thing.
No, the Vive is Valve's.
HTC Vive in partnership with Valve.
Okay.
It's a weird thing.
I guess it doesn't say Valve to me. It just, I'm like, oh.
It's not the HTC Valve.
Yeah.
Almost.
And then next up, we got CJ Cohen, the Destiny creative lead for the story, has left, and 13-year Bungie veteran has left the studio. He hasn't said where he's gone, but
he's probably so tired of writing grimoire cards.
Just writing his 5,000 grimoire card and just
no one if, fucking reads.
Yeah,
these.
No one's gonna read this. What is my life?
Yeah. God.
At some point, he's just writing whatever.
Dregs are my taint.
Literally, just the word. Yeah, whatever.
Or he's copying and pasting old emails from his.
He's just getting Magic the Gathering errata off those cards and just throwing it on there.
He just posts his parents' Christmas card.
Yeah, I mean, in lieu of like the new Destiny stuff coming out today, right?
Yeah,
isn't that stuff all out today?
I saw the Rachel had a full set of Taken gear where her hunter or her guardian looked like a Taken.
Yeah,
actually looked really cool, and it unlocked a dance that makes you glitch around and look all creepy. Yeah. It was cool. But yeah, I don't know what else is in there.
I think it's from like the gist I've gotten, it seems like it's what is it called? The thing that we did for like 5 hours that one day. Not Trials of Osiris. Holy shit. Elders.
Yeah. Oh, Prison of Elders.
Prison of the Elders. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
they expanded
more
on
that.
It. Yeah. With a new mode or whatever. Yeah.
And, like, I think there's some new weapons. There's, like, new, like, armor highlighting.
There's crates. There's crates now that you can open with real monies.
Oh, boy.
Is Sparrow Racing League, like, just gone for good? Or, like, for the foreseeable future?
I guess, I mean,
It's weird that they built this thing and then said, well...
I kind of thought it would be, like, Iron Banner and, like, it would come back and shit, but...
Yeah.
I don't think it has.
Yeah.
Wait, that shit wasn't permanent?
No. That was a 2-week thing.
Weird.
Silly.
That's really weird.
That is silly. Yeah. When you have a game that's like people are like begging for shit to do, like here's a temporary mode.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it had been live this whole time, it would just be another relic that no one touches,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind about that.
I don't know. You know what's it's obvious what's going on. They're making Destiny 2. They don't have time to work on this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they have to look towards the future.
So there's like another expansion coming out later this year, right? And then Destiny 2, I think they said is next year?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right. Yeah. You know, it's easy to shrug and say, there's nothing to do. But at the same time, We've done so much in this game. I guess the reason
isn't the common complaint that there's nothing to do now?
Yeah, and why should there be? Right? After like a few more hours, there's gonna be nothing to do in Ratchet and Clank, and I'm not gonna bitch about it. I'm gonna feel real good about it.
I ran out of stuff to do in this game, and so I stopped playing. I was the first one.
the problem is like that just the way things are set up, like the mission structure, like kind of how it's a bit repetitive and just like playing it feels so good. Yeah.
I thought they were introducing like missions and stuff.
Maybe. Not sure. That might be with this like update.
Well, no, I thought that was their whole thing was they would release like daily missions, kind of like the ones to get like the unique guns and shit.
I think that was how they were going to deliver content
from there on out or whatever.
But I think it's just like the game's designed in a way that like you just want to keep playing, but there's not. Like,
yeah.
At least you know, is there other people are still playing the game like crazy?
It's
but you know, it's just like at least for us, it's just we don't have a drive at this point to keep playing, even though it sounds like we want to.
The issue is that the game, like, they covered their asses, or they tried to, by saying, we're not an MMO. Because an MMO does provide endless content. Like, good fucking luck 100%ing WoW, you know? Good luck 100%ing Guild Wars. Like, but Destiny, you're going to 100% eventually. Like, and it's going to maybe a month, maybe 2 months, I don't know. But and then you're going to be like, well, that's it. But the game never tells you that's it. The game never says, you did it. Congratulations, you beat Destiny. It just keeps pretending that there's more content or that there's other gear that you could grind for. But to what end? To what end? You know. So, and that's where it gets – that's where it starts to turn sour, I think.
Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
I'm just saying I think that you got to keep in mind that it's not – it doesn't have the content of an MMO, and so you shouldn't treat it like an MMO, even though for all intents and purposes
it is an MMO.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Speaking of WoW, I remember when I tried to go for the Lore Master achievement, which requires you to do like, at that time it required you to do like all but two quests in the entire game.
Uh-huh.
I was like 150 quests away from finishing it, and I was just like burned out, and I was like, I can't do it.
Jeez.
It was a lot. That was the closest I came to ever getting pretty far in that.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
And then last up, we've got Titanfall 2 got revealed, and it's coming to PS4. The full reveal is coming out on June 12th.
Do you think it'll have a single player in it?
I have no idea.
Do you think it's multiplayer will die in a month?
I think it will have single player. I think that was like something that got brought up.
Yeah, I think it was at a legitimate campaign, not like single player last time.
Yeah. And also, mechs have swords now.
Damn.
Finally.
You remember how much fun we had with that game for a month, and then we just stopped playing, and then wish I everyone more, like, else stopped playing too?
Yeah, like it is kind of unfortunate the way the community kind of died on that. I never actually played the new mode that they released. I heard it was real good, though.
That was like an almost instantaneous death on PC. Like, yeah. Like one day everyone has playing, and then and then just tapered off and was gone.
Yeah. Instantaneous and tapered are two different things.
Shut the fuck up.
It instantly tapered.
Shut the fuck up.
It was a very short taper.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was like one day, and you got a game like really quick, party filled up fast. Next day, it took like 30 minutes to find a game.
Right. Yeah, I remember playing it for a little bit on PC with you guys, and yeah, it didn't take long to peter out.
The game was fun as hell.
Yes.
There's a fourth news story I could add.
Oh, I mean, that's divisible by two, so that works.
There we go.
Deuce, deuce. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not deuce, deuces.
At CinemaCon, the Batman standalone movie directed and starring Ben Affleck has been confirmed.
Oh, that wasn't confirmed?
No, it wasn't confirmed. Oh. It was a rumor.
Thank God it's directed by Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I'm game.
I just don't realize
that Ben Affleck's had nothing but good movies directed by him.
I can't care.
That's fine.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
Oh, I'm Gabe. I've got a jar of piss on my desk.
I can't. It hurt too bad seeing a movie that I thought would be terrible and somehow just surpassed.
It was worse.
All those expectations in the worst ways. God.
I didn't watch the movie, but my favorite part was like the movie trailers in the middle of the movie.
God.
Let us not. You should see it so you can laugh your ass off when he starts freaking out about Superman's mom's name.
I've read everything about this movie. I've been like eagerly reading all these like articles and like reviews and everything, and just tearing off my clothes and soaking it in.
God, if Batman only knew that how many of those henchmen he killed, how many of their moms were named Martha. Oh, man. You'd be devastated.
Superman's like, I gotta save Lois Lane. Fuck Jimmy Olsen.
I love him get shot. The Red Letter Media review for that movie where they're like, he's standing on top or above Superman, and they're like, and Superman goes, my mommy's name is Martha. And then Batman should have gone, I don't care. Just smash his fucking head. That's interesting.
Like, I've read so much about the movie, I know every scene from the movie.
Yeah. All right. Is that all for news?
Yeah, let's get into question. One of the questions was actually about that Batfleck thing.
Okay.
But that is kind of down the list. So, Jordan Rodkey just said, dank on it. I'm not sure what that means, but thank you.
We'll do that.
Vape Nation, my friend.
Vape Nation.
We discovered the meaning of Vape Nation.
Vapers are people, my friend.
Danking on it.
Fistful of Crafts asked, will you go back to Stardew Valley when co-op is introduced, or did you already get oversaturated? Definitely when co-op gets introduced. I feel like I'd still go back to it now. I've been busy. And it's the drive to go to it is not as strong as it used to be. But I'm not done with it. There's still adventures to be had for me in Stardew.
Yeah, I'm still playing.
Yeah. And especially
not as far along as you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a little crazy. But especially
I did finish the mine last night.
Oh, cool.
Or two nights ago maybe.
Level 120 and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think it's still fun to just sit in Skype or Discord and just, talk about Stardew Valley while playing it, but...
Yes.
Yeah, especially if... I don't know, I haven't heard anything more about co-op. I am seeing here that it has crossed the 900,000 owners mark on Steam.
Wow.
So, good for
you. That's a lot of owners.
That is a whole lot of owners. That's $18 million worth of owners. From Prototype, do you believe the Cubs will make it all the way? For you, yes.
No, they're the Cubs.
No, I believe.
Well, that's good.
I believe in you, Prototype. Go Cubs.
What about the Cubs? Fuck the Cubs. Nah, I'm just kidding. I like the Cubs.
Besides WWE, good phrasing of this question. Besides WWE, what anime are you looking forward to watching this year? I don't know about any TV shows, but the
doesn't Attack on Titan finally come back?
I have no fucking clue.
What about that cartoon WWE for adults?
Oh my god,
the fuck yeah! Ric Flair was doing. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
the trailer is Ric Flair dry humping a rock, Vince McMahon holding up a bra and saying, "I can't wear one of these." I think.
The best part of that trailer was that's the Attitude Era that everyone wants back in cartoon form.
Yep. I've been finding myself slipping woo 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 into conversation.
What does that even mean?
That's, I don't know.
That's Zack Ryder.
I didn't even know who it was. Woo woo woo.
You know it, bro.
Oh god.
Zack Ryder has maybe the worst entrance music ever.
What is it?
But it starts great.
Just a low voice. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think that Mamoru Hosoda movie is coming out. If it's not out already, Boy and the Beast.
Oh yeah, I gotta get caught up on Lupin.
He asked, so Prototype also asked, what happened to VR? I'm not sure what that means.
VR?
What happened to a game?
It broke. That's the best.
Where did it go?
It's finally back.
In Pog form?
Yeah. It's time to put those pitchforks down, Virtual Boy fans.
We've been clamoring for one for ages. Mm-hmm.
Which Avenger do you believe will make an appearance in the Spider-Man film?
Tony Stark.
If he doesn't die in Civil War.
It's going to be Falcon, because let's be honest. Falcon needs a paycheck. So he's going to show up in every
cut
film.
He's going to cut it.
That's why he was in Ant-Man. They couldn't afford anybody else. They were like, let's get Falcon. He's not as exciting as...
he's Captain not doing America. Anything.
Anthony Mackie's can get him great. Cheap. I mean, I'm so pretty sure he said he supports Donald Trump, which is a little... All right, what's going on in your brain? But other than that, ignoring that, Anthony Mackie seems great.
Falcon.
That's Falcon, the actor that plays Falcon.
Did you know...
Like I said, he needs some money.
Did you know that Disney's The Jungle Book, the live-action one, is coming out?
Is Falcon in it?
But yes, he plays the bear.
He just needs to show up in some.
He plays the Falcon in The Jungle Book.
Falcon as Bill Murray as Blue.
Yep. Anyways, The Jungle Book live-action version coming out from Disney.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this like the third live-action one in like 15 years?
Maybe, but in 2017... I think it's Universal or Paramount.
Isn't it WB?
Yes, it is WB. Is releasing Jungle Book, a live action version of The Jungle Book. And it's directed by Andy Serkis.
Huh.
And it has nothing to do with the Disney one. It's just the same story from a different studio.
So is it just like anyone can make a Jungle Book movie?
Because Jungle Book is a classic novel. It doesn't belong to anybody.
Oh my god. I've learned something today.
Yep.
Wait, Jon Favreau directed this Jungle Book?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Wait. Bruce Willis is playing Mowgli?
About time.
Yeah.
the role everyone's been clamoring for. Yep.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, so that was some interesting news. And there's no sign of that, like... that production stopping, like they're just going ahead with it, even though it's a year after the one that's just coming out. But, okay,
I swear something similar happened a few years
they
ago.
They are Spider-Man.
Like, wasn't
no,
there?
No, that
like...
would be Disney rebooting the Jungle Book a year later. But
wasn't yeah. there Sorry, like Dylan, two what? Movies about the Zodiac Killer that came out like around the same time?
Yeah, but one.
No, you're just thinking of the debates.
No, he's right.
It was Black Dahlia and Zodiac.
No, there,
oh, okay.
There was a second.
It was two
there
different...
was a Zodiac movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I watched
one
it instead
Jake
of
Gyllenhaal,
the actual one.
And it's okay. really good, actually. I like that movie.
I like Zodiac a lot because well, David Fincher's the best.
And I don't remember the other one at all. It probably had, like, I don't know, David Boreanaz in
it. I think
Boreanaz
it had Josh Hartnett in it, or that might have been Black Dahlia.
Zodiac had
David Boreanaz
had Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr. and
Yeah.
It was
great.
That was a good movie. I like that one.
It's a very slow movie with not much payoff, but it's pretty good.
But that's kind of the point.
I know.
Well, the payoff is now knowing that the Zodiac Killer isn't an election.
Yeah.
You can lay that to rest finally.
Mm-hmm. We know where he is.
Right. I'm looking.
Next question.
I'm looking at. Maybe I'm making this thing up about there being a different Zodiac movie. I swore I saw it. It was like
you're,
some.
You're
TV
thinking
thing.
About.
It might have been a TV movie about it.
You're thinking about what's it called? The Prestige and the Magician or whatever.
Oh yeah, that happened too.
Yeah, The Illusionist
and the
Prestige.
I never saw The Illusionist.
Me neither.
Which is one of Edward Norton.
Ed Norton is Illusionist.
I saw the scene where he like put the light bulb in the ground.
That's in the trailers.
Yeah.
We've all seen that scene.
You got me.
I haven't seen The Illusionist, but I hate The Prestige.
Why do you hate the Prestige?
Fucking, I hate Christian Bale.
Yeah, but the movie's good.
That's The Prestige.
And luckily, Hugh Jackman's the real star, so it's all good.
Right. Michael Caine is in fucking everything now.
Yeah.
Playing the same role.
How high is your hype level for Cap 3?
Is that Civil War?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Heh.
So if it was just Cap 3, it would probably be 7, because I really liked Winter Soldier, and I like the Russo brothers, and like there's a lot going for it. But since Spider-Man's here, and I'm going to get a whole lot of him, and from what I hear, he's like one of the best parts of the movie, and James Gunn is fucking losing his mind saying it's like one of the best Marvel movies that Marvel has ever made, I'm like, okay, yeah, 15 out of 10. I already bought tickets. I'm so fucking ready.
I'm going to say 6 because I'm still feeling the superhero fatigue.
Fatigue. Yeah.
I'll see it.
Yeah,
did I say a six or
Ryan, you're not going to see it. Unless somebody puts it on and you're like, "Oh, hey, I've heard of this.
That's one of those where if somebody's like, "Hey, let's go see this," I'll probably say yes, but okay. I'm certainly not going to see Superman versus Batman. No.
Please do. I want people to see
it. I would go see it. I would go see it with you guys. Yeah. But you're not here.
I during PAX when everybody's here, I might just fucking buy it on Amazon streaming so we could just make fun of it. We don't have to actually watch it. But
No, let's.
We'll record our podcast while it's on. And just call out shit we see.
No.
No. Never
Gabe, again. You can sit in your room.
Okay.
You can call in.
Do you remember the PSN outage from 2011?
I do.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I survived it.
I survived it too. Let's all get t-shirts.
Wait, that was 2011?
Yeah.
Portal 2 launch.
Oh.
Yeah. Dark time. Exclusively. Or timed exclusive, right? Something like that.
What have I been doing?
It wasn't exclusive.
Life?
Like, if you bought it on.
They had something exclusive.
Maybe it wasn't on Xbox for a while.
It was cross platform.
Yeah, you got it for both. Steam. You got it for both.
Oh, okay. So they had kind of locked down the purchase base with some incentives, and then it broke.
And then everything busted for a month.
That was 5 years ago. What have I been doing?
That actually is coming on exactly 5 years ago. It might be. That might be why he asked the question. Shit.
What have you been doing, Dylan?
What have you been doing?
Lost control of my life.
No, I've been making chocolate pudding for fucking 5 years.
And then the last question, thoughts on WB, confirming that Batfleck will direct the Batfleck.
I feed more people than Jesus. Yeah.
Way to go, Javi.
I'm so sorry.
Way to go.
At least I got it in before, so it looks like I was smarter than the listener.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. All right. Ryan.
That was all prototype?
All those questions are prototype. Gotcha. I announce when there is a difference in the names. If it's just a continuation of questions, it is the same person.
Well, there were so many, I don't remember where we started. So
we started at Dank on it from Jordan Rocky.
No, there were so many questions, I didn't remember who you said at the beginning of them. That's the point I'm making. Anyway.
Shut up.
Yes, please do. I guess that's it. So you can find us at GameOverNation.com. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And hit us up on Twitter, at GameOverNation. That's all that.
I think that's about it for this episode. Go check out another episode of ours to make it two. Yeah. Goodbye.